Yeah, well, I suppose we're going into the last 3 weeks of the season, and you know, we have seven left, they have seven left, and it's hard to play for, really. Most important for us is that we need to keep the pressure on and win the matches. And obviously, after playing Galway last week and having a good win at home, you know, they changed manager with Tommy stepping down. So, and then they won last week in Sven Harps. And so going to Galway, it's always difficult. They're a very good home team and some very good players. But at the same time, you know, we're going for a league, and you have to win in these places if you want to win a league. Any team in the league, I keep saying, there's no easy games, and obviously teams at home put it up to you. But you know, the thing that Galway always had this year, and having their team, they always score goals. You know, they have O'Flaherty and Curran up top, and they have Cunningham to come off the bench, and they have Devaney and Shannon. So the one thing they've done all season is that they've always scored goals, but they've also conceded. You know, and probably that's been their Achilles heel this year, that they've conceded goals. But you know, you look at the game against us 2 weeks ago, they got three goals. They got three goals last week against Finn Harps. So so we're well aware of their dangers and their threats, but at the same time, you know, we know that defensively we've been good, but we cannot score goals. But you know, you're at the stage of the season now, you just have to go and win the game, and if you don't, you're not going to be there at the end of the season. Now, the big thing is Dave Muller's suspended, and Garrod has a knock since the Pats match, and he's extremely doubtful. And the other scenario is obviously that, you know, we have two lads with the Irish under 21 team tonight, which isn't ideal from our point of view, and we're just hoping that they both come through the game without any knock. So we can't assess that until tonight, really. Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, it's a horrible thing to say, but sometimes when a club changes manager, you know, for some reason players, teams come out of themselves and start playing better, you know. And you know, from a Galway point of view, if you look at them, this season was a big season for them, and they started the first half of the league on fire, and they were in the top four, and it looked like they were in contention for Europe. And ever since they beat Dundalk, really at home about 2 months ago, they've struggled to win a match, you know. So and unfortunately for Tommy, you know, they slid down the table. But you know, with Leo Tierney, who I know from being on the pro licence with, and obviously he's in contention to take over the job full time, you know, he took them over last week. They won 5-3, and obviously, or sorry, they won 3-2. So obviously, he's have to galvanise them, and they've good players, and you know, their league position doesn't really reflect the type of players they have, I think. Well, right till the end of the season, for the next 3 weeks, it's Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, Monday, Friday, Monday, Friday. So you know, it's like we knew, it's three games a week. So you know, you're hoping not to pick up knocks. You're hoping not to get suspensions, but at the same time, you will need to use your squad, because with so many games, you need guys to be recovered, and you can't have fellas playing every match. So that's why the squad will be so important.
Yeah, Garrod, is another opportunity for Gavin Holland to get another thing.
Well, it is, if we decide to go that way, or we decide to play Mark, you know, with Shawnee, and a lot will depend on after the under 21 match tonight to see if the two lads come back or how they are. But you know, we have other alternatives, and you know, we've changed a bit at different times this year, so we're looking at different options. But you know, the beauty for me is that, you know, Garrod got injured last week, Gavin came on after 22 minutes in a cup semi-final, a hard game to come into, and he did great. So you know, from that point of view, the guys that have been on the bench that have come in have done great, and that's what you need. And you know, the thing this year compared to the last 2 years is that our strength coming in off the bench has been much better in the last 2 years, and it's shown this year.
Yeah, always difficult game up there for us. You know, they're, as John said, they're a very good side at home. They scored three against us last week, so they are dangerous. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game. So many games in such a short space of time that, you know, you have to use your squad, avoid injuries and whatnot. I suppose keep players fresh as well. It's important to use everyone, and this season we have a very strong squad. Anyone can come off the bench, even the lads that aren't even on the bench, they can come in and do a job. John Kavanagh on the way back as well, you know. So yeah, this season we have a very strong squad, and everyone will get a chance. I suppose it's a good pressure in a way, because everyone's fighting for a starting place, you know. And training is very competitive, as always, you know, and it can only be a good thing, I suppose. So yeah, we need to prepare the season all right.
There's no lack of motivation, obviously. Like, I mean, when you're chasing the trophies on two fronts.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't really need it.
Every game is like a cup final between now and the end of the season. You know, we need to win every game. If we win every game, I'm sure we'll have two cups. And that's the goal.
Is that a good thing? Is it good? There's no margin for error, effectively. Like, you've got to win every game. Is that a good thing, do you think? For the player? For the team?
Not sure. I suppose we can't guess. We can't look forward, you know. We just have to take the next game as the biggest game, and, you know, forget about the rest. You know, we just pick up the 3 points as we go along, and I'm sure if we do that, we'll be fine.